This is your daily mind medicine.
What's up, crew? Happy Monday. Going to read this quote for you. I'm reading a book. What's it called? It is called The Six Pillars of Self-Esteem by Nathaniel Brandon. Listen to this quote. If we do not bring an appropriate level of consciousness to our activities, if we do not live mindfully, the inevitable penalty is a diminished sense of self-efficacy and self-respect. We cannot feel competent and worthy while conducting our lives in a mental fog. Our mind is our basic tool of survival. Betray it and self-esteem suffers. So I'm going through this book and I'm actually studying this book because I have a, we built a certification program called Belief Architecture, and it's awesome. But it basically is tools and frameworks that, you know, I had to figure out last year as I was going through probably one of the most frustrating and challenging seasons of my whole life, keeping my confidence high. Like I was being just having lost in a lot of different areas. And, so I'm studying this book because I'm putting some finishing touches on this certification. But an example of this in the most basic form is the longer you delay between knowing that you should do something and then making the decision to pull the trigger, the lower your confidence is going to be. So he has a quote in here of like an example. So he's talking about the simple forms of like betrayal is the evasion of discomforting facts. So here's an example. Quote, I know there are signs our business is failing or getting worse and worse, but what we've done in the past worked, didn't it? Anyway, the whole subject is upsetting, and maybe if I sit tight, the situation will resolve itself. Another example, quote, I know I'm not giving my best to my job, but I don't want to think about it right now. These are the areas that will kill your self-esteem and your confidence. And I see this all the time. I've made it a bit of a mission for me. I want to decrease the amount of delay between when I know I'm going to do something and when I actually do it, when I know I need to do something and actually doing it. Because the longer you delay, it's like a steady drip. Imagine like a drain at the bottom of a bucket. And in that bucket is your self-esteem and your confidence and your drive. The longer you delay, the more and more and more on a daily basis, your self-esteem and your confidence will go down. Because your brain, your mind, you know what you need to do. And doing the thing is what gives you the power. It's not knowing what to do, it's doing the thing. Most of the time, yes, there are situations where like information and knowledge and research, all of those are wildly important. But for the most basic example we can think of, you know that you need to go to the gym. We know that we need to get a mentor. We know we need a coach. We know we need to hire an employee. We know we need blah, 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 blah. But the delay that we insert because we do not want to deal with the negativity is actually ruining your ability to have a high self-esteem, and your life will mirror your self-esteem. This is a nasty, nasty as hell downward cycle. And at the bottom of this cycle is death. Like you do not want to get caught in this cycle. So how do we fix it? Find something that you know you need to do and pull the trigger. Do it. You can act before you think through and justify everything. You can get ahead of this. Sometimes we think and feel the way we do because of how we act, and we act the way we do because of how we think and feel. So you can see this is a chronic cycle. So the key here is, what are the things you've been delaying on? Stop delaying them. Let's go. As we act, our confidence rises. The more our confidence rises, the more we act. We want to use the spiral in an upward direction, not a downward direction. Adios.